A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
After a grueling battle with Verbok's nemesis, Uldrick the Hutt, the team was able to make it to the vaults and rob them blind. Stealing everything they could get their hands on, money and drugs alike, they were even successful in convincing Uldrick's men to help them carry their loot out of the casino. But, as is always the case, every victory comes at a price.
Cool.
Sad fact, it was actually the malfunctioning jacuzzi that caused the explosion.
You didn't turn that off?
Like
you didn't unplug it?
Yeah, you're all just standing there like, what the fuck? And you start to see some of the like local enforcers start like running, like, what the fuck? And you guys happen to notice that there's another ship.
Oh God. Good.
Unguarded.
Oh, God.
Unguarded.
With its bay doors down.
We're taking bay doors
right
down.
Right to that ship.
Inconsolable. Somebody has to drag me away from the strip. Willie Rose. I'm in Willie Rose's arms.
I just rolled a nat 20 to persuade him that he's okay.
Well. Okay. We can rebuild it.
For now.
For now.
Let's just get on this other ship, okay?
I didn't see what I just saw.
No, it's okay.
So, you're crying.
It's all right, Kale.
You guys drag Kale D-Bag onto this other ship, which again just happens to have its bay doors down. And you guys load up. It's empty, which is very strange.
If you want to make a mechanics check, you can see if you can tell real quick whose ship this is.
Yeah, I'm going to do a mechanics check.
I can do the same thing.
See. 21.
You don't know whose ship it is, but you can gather by some of the ship, like how nice it is, that this person is obviously across the way at the they're there for the big party too over at the money pit, and they are a big spender.
Can I do a mechanics check?
It's a super nice ship.
Can I destroy any kind of tracking system that this thing might have? GPS whatever?
Can we disable?
Good call.
Can we disable? Don't destroy, disable.
Disable.
Let's try to get in the air as well.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible.
Pilots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody get in position. So you and I are pretty much useless in flying this thing. Yeah.
Well, we can go look through the loot.
You and I will go look through the loot and try to organize it so that we can give it to Verbok in the correct way. Also, I'm trying to check out communication so we can get in contact with PN15 if possible.
So we're looking at what kind of loot we got.
Uh-huh.
And we're sorting through it, and we're just... So what do we got?
Let's let them take off, and then we'll go over the loot.
Before we take off, I'm going to disable any kind of communication system this thing has that would automatically...
We need to use some of the communication
first. The GPS stuff.
Yeah.
Security system, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. You guys may also want to consider, if anyone knows how to do this, to change the ship's ID code.
We do have those computer technology.
I have the spikes, and also I have the technology.
Okay, you can't do it with the spikes. So I would say you guys could probably just take the 10 on this, and then you do it. Because you're not. It doesn't appear that anyone is coming after you, as far as you can tell. So, like, you guys take off. You guys can take off. You're already in the air. You guys rolled for that or whatever you need to do. I guess we'll just say you're just doing it. Okay, so you guys take off. You're headed back to Nalhutta. During that time, you're able to take out the location tracker sort of thing, as well as change the ship's ID code. That way you guys can... This ship is yours. It is now yours.
Darn straight it is.
So while I'm piloting the ship, Kale D-Bag's in the co-pilot, and I look over at him and I go, I'm really sorry about your jacuzzi.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay, I just want to let you know, Kale, this ship is...
Oh, I remember. But the ship is equipped with tanning beds.
Oh, man.
I really want to know whose ship this is.
I want to get in contact with PN15.
Okay, you want to go through the loop first and then contact
him? Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Inventory.
So for the amount of credit chips you guys were able to pull from that, you got 100,000 credits.
Get out of
money.
Here. There's going to be a big purchase.
And just credits alone.
Just credits alone.
20,000 apiece. 20G apiece.
We're going to split that.
Are we splitting that?
Six ways.
Are we splitting
six
this?
Ways.
Six ways?
100,000, six
you told
ways.
Ants that you were going to give
I
a cut.
I didn't tell Ants.
We told her.
We did tell
her.
We said we'd give her a cut.
We said a cut.
So we could give her like 1% of 100,000.
That's also true. So you guys need to decide what you're going to give Ants. So 100,000 credits. You also got in one of the lockboxes was an emerald necklace.
We give Ants that.
Yeah, give that to her. Fuck her. She don't need to know.
Assorted gold jewelry and another. Mm-hmm. Some diamonds. There's a rare artifact, which is a holocron.
Hey, guys. Oh, nice. Listen, can I take this holocron?
Yeah, I mean, I don't need it. I don't see what
Does anybody need that? I mean,
what does it do?
It's just Jedi stuff.
I guess I should tell you how much this stuff is worth, too, because at some point you're going
to
sell
it.
To fence it. So the emerald necklace is worth 10,000. The gold jewelry is 20,000. Mm-hmm. Diamonds are 50,000. That holocron is 100,000. There's a pearl necklace and earrings for 5,000. Assorted rings for 5,000. A sapphire wristband for 20,000. A diamond tiara for 30.
That's a lot.
And a power crystal for 10.
What is a power crystal?
A power crystal is a crystal that you can add to a lightsaber or a blaster.
What color
pistol
is it?
Or a rifle? I have no fucking clue. Cannot tell you that. So that's for a total of, I think, 350,000 credits.
All
right.
Go back to the
so y'all are officially bankrolled.
Yep.
Hey.
Snap.
Hey, guys. We should probably contact our contact.
You mean PN15?
Yeah, that guy.
We should probably talk to him.
Yeah.
We're on our way back now.
Find
so.
Our way around the ship. That we just got on that we don't know.
Well, let's let them know we're on our way back, and then we can.
Yeah, then
around.
We go explore.
We'll check out
the
ship.
Yeah, because you got like 2 hours on your way back. So.
Yeah, all right.
You got time to check out and claim bunks and.
Plenty of time.
Whatever.
Yeah, why are you being so greedy?
Listen.
Yeah, no shit. No,
I need the biggest bed.
I just lost my spaceship. I'm not talking to anybody. 30 right. minutes of silence. All
right. Well, okay. So you guys need to call PM15. So. Who's calling? Who's going to talk to him?
Oh, I can call him. I'm really good at this. Beep, boop, beep.
You actually have to press the button.
Oh, shit.
Did you press the buttons yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pressed them.
Okay. So, yeah, the holocom rings a couple times.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, hey, fellas.
Guys, it's that damn robot.
Sorry, I didn't recognize the hollow number. Did you guys steal a ship?
Well, kind of, yeah.
We kind of had an accident.
The other one blew up, so
what?
We had to.
What? Wait, what do you mean the other one blew up?
Yeah, this guy likes to have his jacuzzi, so it blew up.
Oh, it was the jacuzzi?
I have no idea what caused it to blow up.
That sucks, but well, you guys got a new ship now. That's all right. You guys do what you needed to do. You guys got the ship.
Yeah, we got all the stuff out
we
of
got
the
all
casino.
The stuff. Very cool, very cool.
I think
cool.
We did better than you thought we would.
Oh, all right. I can't wait to see you guys when you get back so we can talk about all the stuff that your adventures on our shit off. So, listen, it's pretty late. The canteen is actually about to close down for the night. It's like 3 a.m. here. So when you guys land in like a couple hours, just chill in the morning. If you walk past the tiki hut, the cantina, there's like a fortress behind it. I say fortress, that's being very generous to him, but it's just like a big mansion, just kind of behind, just down the street a little ways. That's his residence, so if you'll bring the weapons there, and you guys can meet Verbok in the morning. So that's what's up. If you guys have anything else?
Awesome. Okay.
That's what's up.
I want to find out who blew up my sweet memzo.
Okay.
I think you did.
No, I didn't do that. I did not do that.
I mean, you might not have done it on purpose, but...
It seemed very self-sabotaging to blow up your ship. Is it because you named it after your mother? Is that why you blew it up? Is there some metaphor that we need to know about?
There's some deeper rooted issue here.
The ship was named after your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is named Mimzo?
Yep. Mimzo D-bag. Oh. R.I.P.
I'd like to get deep into this story later.
Nope.
I pat Kale on the
raw.
Back.
All right. Single well, okay, guys. Well, I guess I'm just going to go now, so see you guys later. You guys constantly leave me hanging while y'all talk to yourselves. This seems to happen.
He just
so.
Hangs around.
So I'm going to hang up now. I'll see you guys later.
Situational awareness. Get the fuck off the line.
He's already hung up.
Oh, fuck.
All right, so now you've got a couple of hours as you fly back to Nalhutta. Again, this is a brand new ship. You guys can't explore. Someone needs to, I guess, pilot it back. So you gotta decide who's gonna actually fly the damn thing.
I think it was
you, Rochambeau.
Though to be fair, like you could probably just set some coordinates, just let it go.
Yeah,
and you're not really
autopilot.
Yeah, it's autopilot, right? But you're just flying from a moon to a planet. So
Siri Shepherd
wants to check out the engine room and the weaponry.
Okay, the engine room is in the back of the ship, as you would imagine. It's actually pretty spacious. There's a giant like engine that you can access and all that fun stuff. Looks very cozy.
Okay.
It's kind of blue. It's like this like blue lighting. It's really kind of cool looking.
It's like dim lit.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's got the hardwood floors.
There's no hardwood floors in there, no. But the rest of the ship, yes.
Oh, well, not in that spot, but there are hardwood floors.
There are
the
hardwood
ship.
Floors.
Is it like real hardwood or like clicked together?
No, it's
like,
from the trees of Kashyyyk.
It's not like linoleum.
Yeah, it's actual Ooh. It's actual planked hardwood.
Neat.
Yeah, it's really
it's really,
really
nice.
It's swanky
really
ass ship.
Fancy as fuck.
Yeah.
Hey,
we have to make sure we buff it regularly.
We stole this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anybody want to go check out the cargo hold with me?
Can I use my tech skills and access, like, the schematics and everything?
Huh?
To see if there's anything interesting
sure.
about the
Can I roll perception just to look everywhere?
There's no, like...
You guys just do... I mean, yeah. You don't have to roll anything. Just this is a ship. So, I mean, like, you guys can go check out again. Look, I'm looking at the ship right now on... my tablet. I'll show it to you guys. So that's the inside of the ship.
Okay.
For those listening at home, this is a Phantom something. It's from the Old Republic, the game, so you can find it online. You guys enter right there. There's a med bay up front. There's a conference room. That's where you guys called PN-15 from. That's where the holocom is. There's a captain's bunk up near the front, near the cockpit. It's got a huge king-size bed in it. It's pretty dope. And then there's the in the back... Is at the back right? No, that is the cargo hold where you see there are two tanning beds. For some reason, there's the med bay kind of up closer to the front. There's the engine room back there, and then to the side right here is the bunks. There are four bunk beds.
Nice.
So
I call top.
Yeah. All right. There's like one on like the back wall, and then there's one on the wall like kind of next to it, and there are two desks in there as well as some sitting chairs, and then the living quarters, it's open. There's another like hollow terminal sort of area there. There's some like sitting along the back wall back there, as well as like a little table that kind of comes out. So I think that's really about it for that ship, but it's super swanky. It's really nice.
Are there any personal effects in the crew quarters or in the captain's bunk?
It does not seem that there is any. It's like whoever was there, it was like brand new ship. They have not completely moved in yet. There's
not no smells or anything?
No.
It doesn't even smell like people?
Are there any logs on the computer?
There are.
Can I access those?
Sure.
I mean,
maybe you have to roll for that? I don't know what you roll. What should you roll to attempt to access
the logs? Yeah, I mean,
technology. Technology, mechanics?
Use computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got +8.
Cool.
Yeah.
15.
15 will do it. All right, so you see this ship, again, it's brand spanking new. It had just been delivered to Nar Shaddaa from Coruscant. The owner was supposed to pick it up, the people that dropped it off. It's a fancy ship. He bought it. They shipped it to him. They left it there. And that's why you guys were able just to use it and take off, because that fool had not come and claimed his ship yet.
Whoops.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a name. Sin 2.
Oh, it's Anonymous.
Mr. Anonymous.
Hey, should we clear the logs and make it our own?
Yes.
Yeah, we should. Absolutely. We should probably name our ship.
Somebody, absolutely.
And you notice while you guys are looking through this that this ship is meant to be discreet, and that it can store up to 3 names for the ship. So you guys can. Well, we're gonna say you can choose 2. We're gonna leave 1 open in case you guys
name
need
the
it for
ship.
It.
Right,
I've got an
name
idea.
The ship. Also, I want to put graffiti on the outside.
Uh huh.
Something that doesn't say "fuck humans" this time, maybe.
I'll help you.
Okay, cool.
So what are our suggestions for the name of this ship?
Tin Sparrow.
Oh.
The Tanning Sparrow?
The Tin Sparrow.
The Palm Beach Sparrow.
Not five.
The Tin
not
Sparrow.
I will vote the on the Tin
Sparrow. Tin Sparrow, or one like that, is one of the names?
Yeah, one of the three.
That's a good like piratey sounding name. I like it.
Sweet.
What about the second one?
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
I mean, so, sounds a little too conspicuous, sneaky, though, to call it sneaky.
That maybe Space
Jesus.
It is
a little on the nose.
We call
sneaky
it Loud Pete.
Is that what you were thinking? You're still thinking sneaky.
I mean, we combined our two and did a little sneaky sparrow. The sneaky sparrow.
That's still, I mean, you're just calling
That's
it
so
sneaky.
Dumb.
You can't be sneaky if you're called sneaky.
Yeah. Right. He's
call
got
it
you there.
The Spectre.
Ooh.
The Spectre.
Mm. The ship's name is called the Phantom, so the Spectre actually kind of works with that, too.
Spectre 5.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. You just did a little like round.
Yeah, like pointing at everybody
around.
Like ass.
Sorry.
Spectre 5? That's
yeah,
actually pretty good.
I'm all right with that.
Spectre 5.
Okay, so the Tin Sparrow and Spectre 5.
We could also just call it the Spectre, and then we could each be Spectre numbered.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's true. That is true. Call signs. I like it. Yes. I like it, Willie.
If we're trying to infiltrate some more, we already did once.
I do like it, Willie.
That's dope. Okay, so now you gotta choose your number. And who's Spectre 1?
I came up with the name. I'm just throwing that out there.
Be Spectre 1.
I'll be Spectre 1.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'm Spectre 3.
Okay.
I'll be 2.
All right.
I'll be Spectre 0.
No, you can't be
Spectre negative 1. He doesn't have
Spectre 5.
Hashtag Spectre.
You can't just choose an integer.
Nope. I'm Spectre gold. Like, what now?
Hey. Yeah.
Spectre 5 works
Spectre
for me.
Spectre 5, all right. So then Mark and Obi Spectre 4.
Oh, no. No. I feel like I should be Inspector 1.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
I mean.
Inspector 1 or Spectre
Inspector
1?
Inspector Gadget.
Inspector 1?
I feel like I should be Spectre 1.
Listen here, Spectre 4. I feel like we've already settled.
Well,
meeting adjourned.
Are you a movie star?
No.
Are you a Jedi?
No.
Okay then. I'm Spectre 1.
Both reasons that the party leader should probably not be you, because you're pretty recognizable if y'all are trying to infiltrate something.
Hey, numbers
just
are numbers. It's,
wow.
It's pretty
sound
just,
logic from Space Jesus. Is...
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
I know,
you
but
are.
It's just growing up. I've never been number 4. That's all.
That sucks.
Like I've always been number 1. Movie star.
I'm tempted. My character is tempted to give him that spot.
Uh-huh.
Because he's such an idol to me.
But
however,
no.
My extreme narcissism refuses to allow Kale Dubeck to be anything other than number 1.
It's just a little bit of extreme narcissism.
Just a little bit.
Just a touch.
Okay.
Of narcissism.
I'm
going
to let you have it this time because mm-hmm. you're my number 1 fan.
Hey.
And so.
Yeah, I'm the number 1 fan of number 4. And I got to go to number 2. Breaking this new ship.
Okay. Yeah. I should also mention, I guess, there are restrooms somewhere on the ship. There's probably one attached to the
captain's bunk, a shared
one for the 4 bunks in the back, and then yeah, then there's a master suite
for the captain.
Whoever's going to captain the ship, which again, you guys probably need to figure out who the fuck is.
I think Zawbone's going to captain the ship since he was a pilot. No.
Just because you fly the ship doesn't mean you get
killed. I'll tell you right now, I don't want to pilot the ship. It's not my original ship.
I'm all about piloting.
I'm still raw
this fancy ass ship.
But once again, just because that you're piloting doesn't necessarily mean that you get the pilot.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair. But I'm just saying, I'll pilot it.
Well,
okay.
Pilot the ship.
Well, there are.
I'm
pretty sure I should pilot the ship.
You pilot.
Did you roll for
as a 22?
What are we
doing? Persuasion check.
Oh shit!
He's gonna try and persuade you.
That I should be in the cabin's court, like the cabin's court.
Yeah, so he just rolled to persuade you. So that goes against your what?
Will defense.
What's your will defense?
14.
Yeah, he convinced the shit out of you to give him the captain's quarters.
That's dirty, though.
Look
while they're talking, it's nice stealth.
I don't care where I sleep.
I need a nice bathroom so I can make sure all of my like eyebrow and all this is nice and.
You know how much space gel goes into that beard to make it curve upwards?
No, it's mousse.
We did determine.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Chubrub, I'm going to say that the reason why is because, like, you go into the when you're in the engine room, you're like, I can and put a sling in here. Like, I could well, totally.
I was just going to go piss in the corner of every room.
What the hell is that fur bag
this
doing?
This is mine, and this is mine, and this is
you guys
mine.
See this, right?
This room's mine. This just room's just mine.
For the sake of story, just roll a stealth real quick.
How much is in there?
Yeah. We've already established he can stealth through anything.
28.
Yeah. So while you guys are arguing about this, even though you get the room, he's peed in every room.
Oh my god.
Every room.
He peed in your room, so yeah. I mean, oh. It's
and yours. And yours.
Yeah, I mean, he peed in four people's rooms at that point.
And
the
I mean, we can just clean it and then kick the peer off the ship.
There's a musk. There's a musk in here.
Yeah, there's a musk in here. Okay.
Wait, hold on.
We're aware of the piss.
You'll find it eventually.
The pee doesn't have a stealth check. The pee is separated from his body.
All right, so it's pretty late. Again, this is a late night party. You guys were in there for, we'll say, a couple hours, 2 hours or so. It's after midnight, and on your biological clock is like a shit, it's late. Mm-hmm. You guys are 2 hours to get there.
I have a baby soon.
I guess he said it was like 3 a.m. there, but time difference, right? So let's say... Are you guys going to do anything else? Or are you guys going to go sleep while on your flight? Because you guys have gotten until the morning when you land.
Yeah, maybe we need to rest.
So resting is good because rest
someone
XP.
Should be awake because we're going to get to Nar Shaddaa and dock up. And
I did
such.
Not take any damage
so
at
you
all.
Should
so I'm going to just pilot the
pilot
ship.
Pilot the ship.
All
right.
I think Chub Rub is going to be nice and shower off the green blood off of me.
Perfect.
I'm still gross.
So you go to the
night.
Refresher and the group bunk, the shared bathroom. Which has a
oh
couple.
No! I'm just gonna try and sneak into the
shit.
Nice one.
Oh
man,
okay.
He's gonna sneak in there.
I don't have any idea. I don't have any conception of personal space.
Okay,
so
yeah,
just
roll
gonna,
for
do
that.
It.
Yeah.
Roll for that,
and
just if you can sneak in there.
Just so it's easier. I mean, I was gonna do this anyway, but I'm actually gonna go with Sawbone
Pilot
and chill with him.
Cool. Perfect.
Okay, converse. Get to know this guy.
Okay.
32 to sneak.
Yeah. So you go in there. No one knows. He may never know that you showered in there. You get so clean. He's never like, and, yeah. He'll never know. So that's always a good roll. So
ignorance is bliss.
And then you two are gonna go sleep because you guys got
well,
fucked up.
Yeah, I'm gonna really sleep, did. But first I'm gonna put my Jedi robes back on. Yeah.
Okay, getting out of those, getting out of the pink,
the jorts.
So you're going to sleep. You're going to sleep. You guys are piloting. You talked about getting to know him.
You
want to
top bunk?
You want to role play that? Or you just want to assume
I mean,
that now
yeah.
You know him?
Oh, you want the same bunk?
No. Same bunk.
These are single person bunks. So there's no.
Talk more about because I haven't really talked to you about what was happening before and.
Yeah, I mean we haven't
history.
Really chatted much.
Yeah, little history. Just have a little small talk and.
Basically, just
okay.
Exchange backstories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
So you know about him being a pilot in the. Chisilian
Army.
Yeah. And the crash, and him becoming a Bazaar player and meeting up with his master, whose name was
Box Drag.
It was his. So you guys, you land. You guys make it to Nal Hutta. It's about 5 a.m. on Nal Hutta. So the single sun that I'm going to say that they have. I don't know how many suns they have. I'm assuming one. So you guys land.
Is everybody else asleep?
They, those two are. I. What are you doing during all this?
I was just gonna set up like a little nest in the engine room.
Okay.
Maybe steal a sheet and set up a hammock.
Perfect. Nice. That's exactly what I imagine you doing. So okay, so you're asleep in the engine room. You're
yeah, just chilling.
Yeah,
sleeping off all the murder.
Perfect. It takes a lot out of you. I understand.
Yeah. Does Chebro make any noises when he sleeps?
Does he purr?
He probably grumbles.
Okay. So he's asleep in the engine room. Those two are asleep in the bunks. You guys, we've been talking. You land the ship pretty much where his ship was before.
I can get on the intercom and go, hey, everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't wake him up.
Hey, wake up.
I mean, we can just... I want to go to sleep.
Yeah, you guys got... He said the morning. You guys got a couple hours
hey,
before. It's, okay. It's still early.
Why
it's like 5 a.m.
Did you wake us up?
Yeah, what the hell,
sorry.
Man?
Sorry,
we were
realize.
Sleeping nicely.
Disregard. Everyone go back
hey,
to sleep.
Hey, what are they doing up
I
there?
I don't know.
Golly, I was in the middle of a dream.
I was having a good sex dream.
Oh, man. Hey, can we turn off the intercom in this room?
Yeah. All
right. Click. All right, let's get some sleep.
Okay, so and then you guys go. You guys are going to go sleep for a couple hours. So let's say you guys get like 4 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's then 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess someone has set an alarm. The alarm's going off. It's time to get up. Time to go see Verbog. Time to go meet Verbog. All right, so you guys are awake. What are y'all doing?
I'm going to go shower.
Oh, my lightsaber's on, and it's really erect.
Nope.
Nope.
Not that.
I was waiting for the first nope shutdown of the game.
Okay. Okay, so we're back, so you guys are awake. Jesus. All right, Sawbones says he's going to go take a shower, get all freshened up.
And go get freshened up.
I think that's about everyone should probably take a shower. Whoever takes showers.
How big is the water heater? Can we all take showers?
Yeah. Oh, this is the future-ish. A long time ago. But it's super high-tech. Everyone gets hot showers. Ain't no such thing as a cold shower unless you want one. Okay, so we'll say most of you guys probably take showers and get refreshed.
And do the best I can with
do
my
our normal.
I'm very angry at the fact that it's not correct.
Okay, yeah, because you lost all your stuff.
I'm very perturbed.
What happened to your curl?
Don't talk to me right now.
He's not a morning person.
It's no curl anymore. What happened?
Shut the fuck up, you bad, bad Jedi.
You bad, bad Jedi.
I'm just saying, like, it's not up anymore.
Please leave.
You look really weird.
Please just leave me
right
now.
What's he doing in his room?
How can you even see me with? How can you even see me with the eyebrows covering your eyes?
I'm going to leave and go find the store.
Okay.
You ask around, you need to gather information.
Sure.
28.
Okay.
On a gather information.
A vendor tells you, he's like, "Well, I ain't got the stuff from Kashyyyk, but I got some stuff from Naboo. It's not quite as nice as the stuff from Kashyyyk. I don't know. It's made by some fucking like frog people."
That's a 13 galactic lore to see how good that it is.
It's all right. Like, it's about the same price as the other stuff, but it's not as nice. But, I mean, it'll get you through today.
My chances are probably low of finding any Kashyyyk, like,
quality
nice,
stuff right now. Mm-hmm.
So sure. I walk up behind him.
I'll get it.
I'd like to walk up behind him.
Did you follow him to the
store?
Yeah,
I follow him to the store.
Okay.
Like a puppy. Just won't go away.
Hey, you got enough of his eyebrows?
It's a pretty big, pretty big tin.
We're gonna need two more.
This is all I need of this stuff.
Are you sure?
I'll get it.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I go
little
back
goes
to the
a long
show.
Way.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. See ya.
We'll say it's 50 credits. For the Okay. So when he gets back to the ship after buying his wax, he spends 30 minutes getting his hair and stuff fixed. So it's about 10 a.m. by the time you guys head to Verbog.
Oh my god.
Everyone's just waiting on Willie.
Yeah.
Just got to get that hair done.
I am super hungry.
All right. So you guys need to head to Verbog, which again is just right down the road from where you guys are, not too far. You can see the Tiki Hut. You can see the like down a path behind leads up to a good sized like mansion sort of looking residents. You guys probably need to grab the weapons because it'd be funny if you showed up without them.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's get all the weapons on these
carts.
How many
carts did we have?
Four carts.
We had a cart for everybody.
Everyone, did you push a cart too?
We all pushed a cart.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
five carts. Okay, so everyone needs to push a cart. Alright, so you make it up to the mansion. A little droid eye thing pops out of the wall. Looking you over. Goes back into the wall. The door opens. The door opens, and it leads up to like the front door, which also just, opens. And you guys walk in, you're pushing the carts through, and you're in like this giant like foyer. And out comes a droid that you guys know and love.
God, here comes that stupid robot.
He's still dripping all over the place.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
Ah, God.
Hey, you want me to take care of that leak, man?
What? I have a leak?
Yeah, you dripping everywhere.
Oh,
you nasty.
I thought I fixed that. We'll get there, I'm sure. I can't help it. I try. I've taken stuff to fix it. It just keeps leaking everywhere.
It's disgusting.
20 mechanics to figure out what the hell's making him leak.
It's
just a leak.
Shoddy.
Yeah, whenever they replaced his arm or whatever.
The gasket's just loose.
It's just something that was just loose. And
it's an unnecessary lubricant reserve. Why is it installed there?
You ghetto.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So
we brought your guns.
Sweet.
Yeah.
If you guys just follow me this way, I will take you and the guns, and we can go talk to Verbog.
So, you guys follow him down the hall.
Hey, does Verbach got any food?
Oh, you'll be taken care of. Don't worry about it.
So hungry.
So you guys walk in and you see it's kind of like, think of was it Return of the Jedi when you see Jabba the Hutt. He's like on this pedestal sort of thing.
Stage.
He's surrounded by like giant pillows and he's got like a giant hookah going. And
he got that slave girl?
There's no slave girl. It's just him. It's just him and...
Super chill scene.
Yeah, he's super chill right now. It's early in the morning. He just woke up too. And you can see along the wall there is like a buffet of food.
Some space zah.
With some stuff like that. so you guys are all walking by, and I'm pretty sure all of y'all are probably like, oh shit, I'm gonna get some of that bacon.
<That's
exciting. laughs> there's a dude making omelets over there. Like it's legit. And it's like, but there's no one, it's just him. There's no one else in here. So
awesome.
This is his breakfast.
Hey, you think this is all for him?
Pizza. I mean, he's a huge dude.
Yeah.
So.
I think this is his meal.
Yeah.
So, so you guys walk up, and PN15 walks up to him, and they kind of exchange a couple words, and then PN15 talks around, and he's like, gentlemen, this is Verbach the Hutt. And we're just going to say right now that he only speaks in Hutties, so who can understand Hutties?
Not this guy.
This guy.
Just you?
I have Hutties.
You do? So the two of you will understand him. Thankfully, PN15 is there, so he'll be translating.
Gigi waha paka chi uba wo uba da hakna.
Verbach just wants to say thank you for retrieving this weapons cache for him. It's going to mean a lot in his fight against the other Hutts, especially that, you know, that son of a bitch, Uldrig. Hold on. You guys never told me what happened with Uldrig. What happened to Uldrig?
I'm going to hold up my bloody, the dagger that's got his blood on it.
Oh, you killed him?
He ran away.
He
was done with everything.
Wait, I need you guys to explain this to us, why you ran away.
So we goofed up, and we went behind a door that we shouldn't have gone.
Sure.
I feel like we may have skipped ahead in our mission
pretty far. We made a bargain with him. We gave him a choice between his shit and his life. And he wanted his life, so we took his shit.
Well, that was after like a 4-hour fight. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, all we had to do was hit him, but we didn't do that.
I got shot in the head.
Oh.
I was laying on the floor.
This guy took a nap.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking amateurs.
Yeah, sounds like it. Now I think you also may have overshared a little bit.
I'm new at a Jedi, so hi.
Yeah, we're transparency. Right. We got a full...
Oh, you know what? We like transparency here. It helps make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Sure.
You know? You can't run a tight ship without some transparency.
Don't say ship right now.
I'm sorry. I forgot about your ship.
Himzo!
Verbach keeps... He continues talking.
Gee hee wa piper da hookin ku dayan yuma. Bai wo poopy e yaba muli ra.
He wants to offer you guys another job if you guys are interested in making some more money.
Let's do it.
I'm definitely down.
Hey, wait. Can we get some breakfast first?
There is a low growl from Verbach.
Don't touch his food. We'll get stuff after we leave.
So hungry.
Mark and Obi.
So hungry.
Listen.
I thought you said that
he would take care of us.
He will.
Nudge the shit out of Mark Kenobi.
Just, listen. Yeah,
we're all nudging Mark Kenobi.
Shut up! Shut up!
He is very peculiar about how shit gets done. He has like a very strict order of business. So business and then food. This is how it kind of runs around here. He can't focus when he's full because it makes him take naps.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to one and then the other.
I say in hoodies to not mind this fool.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
Okay, he laughs. He's like, oh, 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 oh. And he says to you in hoodies, just like, yeah, he's a fucking idiot, right? I'm getting this vibe from him based on the things I've heard him say.
We're going to keep him in check, though.
Okay. Okay.
It's okay.
Bim hi bu sha sha kung cha dumas espa. Ooh, uba yuma genoiki, bu shasha by mos hoisley. Bu hath kana, tu pi ubi pi by bunwa, la lo kanba.
All right, so here's the job that he is proposing for you guys to do. He has got a cousin on Tatooine. His cousin's name is Mardosh Pox the Hutt. He is building his own empire, sort of like his own ring, his own like criminal. We don't really call it a criminal ring here because
it's
not.
It's just a ring.
This is what we do. He's setting up his own. He's currently based in Mos Espa, which he has not had really any issues there, but he is planning to expand to Mos Eisley. On Tatooine, have you guys heard of The Exchange? Anyone here know of The Exchange?
Oh, yeah. I was in a movie. That's the name of the movie I was in.
Right.
I was in The Exchange. Really? Did you see that
one? Space Exchange. Yeah,
it
was
good. Was amazing. Yeah. What does that have to do with the mission?
Does it have anything to do with the mission? I don't know. The Exchange is like a criminal empire. And we don't fuck with those assholes.
Oh, my gosh. That's really crazy because that was the same empire that was in my movie.
Okay. That's pretty nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Art imitates life, I suppose. Isn't that the same?
No, that's good.
Okay. So he needs some help setting up his empire in Mos Eisley. You guys are going to go and meet him in Mos Espa. You have to meet him there. He'll run down what you got to do. But listen, what we need from him is that he has some information of an artifact that Verbok wants called the Logue Dagger. Right? And it's this ancient weapon used by some assassins. And he wants it because it symbolizes power. And to like make sure that he gets his spot on the Hutt Council, he wants it because it's very rare. And like if you have it, you have the power. You know, you were able to get this dagger. It's crazy how rare it is. And that will buy his seat on the council. That's what you guys have got to do. You got to go help him. He'll give you the information to go find this dagger. And then you bring that back to him. So that's the...
Sounds easy enough.
Hey,
is there a catch?
What's the payment on this?
Well, it depends if you bring it back or not.
You guys will get 1,000,000 credits.
Willie Rose speechless.
Yeah.
Huh?
Really, Willie Rose speechless.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Wait, 1,000,000 credits for getting the Logue Dagger?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So you said it's going to, we'll get paid like 1,000,000 credits for getting this Logue Dagger. Again, that's 1,000,000 to split amongst the five of you. So that's a good chunk of money.
Do we have any competition on this job? Anybody else trying to get it right now?
Well, it's a very rare item. Be prepared. You're going to run into some shit, most likely. So that's any other questions. Go to Tatooine, meet up with his cousin, help him out. He'll give you the information. Go get the dagger, bring the dagger back.
Cool.
Do you have any shops in the area that you recommend us restocking on weapons and sitch?
Same one we went to before.
So. Is it the same one?
Yeah. Thanks for it, man. That's like our shit, man. It's the dopest place. Go check that place
that's
out.
True.
Jee wa piper da hookin kudai an yuma. Jee banga da. Yuli da chimi.
He also wants to let you guys know that here in a second you can have breakfast, Mark and Obi. No, and second of all, he wants me to tag along with you guys, so I'm going to come with you.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's great. Hey, tell him I said thank you for the breakfast. It's yummy. It will be yummy.
I mean, you know he can understand you, right?
What's
like,
that?
You don't have to talk to me.
I thought you were my translator.
Well, no, I translate for him because you don't speak his language, but he can understand you.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
What's going on? I didn't know you could hear me up there. What's going on up there?
He just kind of slants his eyes at you just like,
Hey,
Mark Kenobi.
What's up?
You got
bacon?
Food?
I want to get some food.
Yeah,
mm.
Grab the food.
Yeah.
You know what they say never meet your heroes. I get it.
Jesus.
One of these
days. But I eat and I feel better and I just calm down.
Yeah. So you guys get breakfast?
Any gluten-free options?
Have a Snickers.
He gave him a Snickers.
Mark and Obi, you're not yourself when you're hungry.
There you go. Breakfast Snickers. All right.
You look a lot like John Cena. You should have a Snickers.
So they you guys grab your food. They escort you to like a little dining hall with like a table where you guys could sit down, eat your breakfast. And then after that, you guys are good to go. You can go head to the shop if you need to head to the shop. You guys can get on your ship and head to Tatooine. And you guys are good to go. I would also recommend it is a 2-day trip to Tatooine. So you will have some opportunities to do some role playing while you guys are traveling. Also, you also have a lot of downtime. So if someone wants to buy like a box set of some movies by some actor. They could have like a
Movie Fest, that would be fun too. Yeah.
Chub Rub has never seen a movie before. Yeah. So
you are in for a treat.
I'd love to get some Chad Grit movies.
No, they don't have any of those. No, only Mark Kenobi.
Surely they have some Chad Grit movies.
Please only let there be Mark Kenobi.
Or Finzel Jossington.
Finzel Jossington. Finzel Jossington. Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, we should also get food for the ship.
Yep.
Provisions.
Yep. We'll do that.
Provisions
we'll
and
all
siege.
Be at Smart. The shop. So,
let's head sweet, to the let's shop. Let's go, boys.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to episode 4 of 8-Bit Saga. Just a lot of role-playing in this episode, huh? Just a lot of that. After last week's battle-heavy episode, we only felt it was fair to kind of not necessarily take a step back, but, you know, kind of role-play a little bit and kind of get to know these characters a little bit better before they kind of take off on their next mission. I think the next two episodes or so are going to be like this, just kind of a lot of role playing, a lot of them on their ship, and it's a lot of fun. It's really funny. I hope you guys enjoy every part of it. Just wanted to take the time in the middle of the episode to kind of plug a couple of things. So let's just get going with that, huh? If you're enjoying this show and you want some more content from the 8-Bit Geek Network, make sure to check out our other shows like 8-Bit Geek, where we talk about all the nerdy news that you need to know about, such as movies and TV shows and video games and all that fun stuff, all that nerdy stuff that you care about. If you're a fan of the CW DC TV shows such as The Flash or Arrow or Legends of Tomorrow, we have a show called 8-Bit Legends where we talk about all that stuff. If you are a fan of wrestling and you just want a podcast to listen to that just talks about sweaty men groping each other, we've got two sweaty boys that want to grope your ears called Divas, Drop Kicks, and Dives. And Mike and Kevin just talk about wrestling, I suppose. And then if you, maybe you need some love advice, if you need some relationship tips and stuff like that, just head on over and listen to Brainberry Tarts with Debbie and Rain, and they tell funny stories about themselves as well. Like, for example, this is my favorite, it's my go-to. Debbie in, I think, the first episode tells a story about how she pooped herself. So it's funny. It's always funny, and I'll never, ever let her forget about that. If you want to help support all these shows, you can head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitgeek. The money that we receive from the donations helps to fund and create the shows that I just listed, as well as this show. And I just want to take some time to thank, like, the people who donated for a producer credit, just the people that are like the backbone that make all this stuff happen. So thank you, Brian and Ed and Ryan and Jen and Nick and Rain and Kevin and Jer and myself. I'm a producer for my own show, right? Like, I can thank myself for this. Just thank all of you for your donations and for your support and making all this crazy stuff happen. So again, patreon.com/8bitgeek. Find out how you can help us today. Also want to plug, you can find us on Facebook at The 8-Bit Geek. You can also find us on Twitter at 8-BitSaga. And if you want a character named after you in this show, just tweet at us using the hashtag 8BitSaga, and we will name a character after you. We've got some people who have already tweeted at us that will appear in the next storyline, which you guys will hear. Oh, man, sometime, I don't know, February, depending on how long this next mission takes. It's like mission 3, and what you guys are listening to is the beginning of like mission 2, and who knows how long it'll take. There's a lot of stuff that happens. So again, thank you so much. Let's get back to the show. All right,
So you guys head over. You guys walk back down the street. You pass the Tiki Hut, and right next door is Thief's Emporium. It's where you guys were last time. It's like the next morning.
Hey,
right.
What's going on, my man?
Oh, you hey. Boys are back.
I'm going to open open it up with a cute check. 20?
What?
Whoa.
Holy shit, I don't remember you. You're cute. Oh, my God. What? What the fuck is that?
I think this guy's a furry.
I'm just going to, like, do a cute walk over to him and hug his leg.
Oh. Oh, my. How much for the little guy?
He's not for sale. He's not for sale. We need him.
No, how much you got? Oh my God.
Can I have this shop?
And Daniel's out of the podcast. Daniel now lives with Drew Thief.
The spinoff series.
The Adventures Everything of we Chub own keeps Rub. Getting damp, and I don't know if we can do that any longer.
Well, that's fun. We have diapers for old people. I'm sure you can just slap one on this guy.
So true.
Oh my God, can we do that?
Shit,
can we roll? Can we roll for that?
Hey, y'all don't know that it was me pissing everywhere. Y'all didn't catch me.
Well, we sure know that you're the stinky one. So.
Hey, I showered.
And it's you're the only one with a penis outside.
It's possible you guys haven't found all the pee yet. So
I had it between you and Mark Kenobi, and I don't think it was him.
I don't know.
Hey, I might be a movie star, but I don't piss my palate.
Exactly.
My pants.
Exactly.
Yet.
Did we get a list? Does he have
so what do you
more
guys,
goods?
Okay, I mean, you guys are lucky. I just got some new stuff in, but for the most part, it's the same stuff we had last time. You know, the grenades, the grenade belt, plastic explosives, the club, spear, sling, net, binoculars, computer spikes, some Pazok stuff. We also got in a spacer's chest, which you can use to hold things. We've also got a force cage in case you need to transport any people anywhere.
We could put Chub Rub in it.
Whoa, Mark Kenobi.
You will all die before I go in a cage again, motherfucker.
I'm just going to take out a brick of detonite and a detonator and just look at you.
I was just kidding. It was a joke, okay? What was that?
Oh, man.
Fuck you.
I've also got some vibro knucklers for anybody that likes to fight with their fists and a needler pistol. And I also got some of these weird energy blue ball things from Naboo. I don't really know what the fuck these things
are.
I'll
take them all.
You'll take them all? Holy, okay, they're 500 credits. But you know what? You're fucking cute, man. Holy shit. 200 credits apiece for my man.
All right.
So I've got 10 of them.
I'll buy them all.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's 2,000 credits.
Done.
Hey, PN. Hey, do you got any storage on you?
No.
Oh.
It's a tiny droid.
A fucking droid. Look at me. You can see through me at first. That was
I thought maybe you had like a hidden compartment.
Not that I'm aware of.
It's
hard.
Leaking.
Are you capable? Do we need to get you anything to help you be more capable?
No, I'll probably just like man the ship and stuff when you guys need to sleep and also keep watch over it while you guys do stuff. I'm just along for the ride.
You don't want to bring a leaky droid to the mission.
Also, I'm not very fast.
I'm just making sure.
Got a weird waddle. Can I do a check to see if they have any materials to start rebuilding a Jakku's?
Still no Jakku stuff here. You asked me last night.
Can I put a request in? Some sort of order form that I can fill out?
Well, maybe. You may want to go down to the space dock for that, over to the ship, the harbor master. He's the one who does, like, ship upgrades.
Ooh! That's awesome. Ooh!
Can I put in an order for some Kashyyyk-made hair mousse wax
gel?
Yeah,
let me get out the order sheet for that.
Sure, there's an order sheet for moose, but not for
your
parts.
Bureaucracy roll to fill out the sheet correctly.
Yeah,
one.
I rolled a one.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Did I misspell my name?
You misspelled the planet. You forgot that you went to Nalhutta, and it arrived somewhere on Nar Shaddaa. Like you actually send it. You send it.
It's like an industrial size tub of moose.
It shows up at the Sarlacc money pit. They're like, what the fuck? That's in a couple. That's like a week from now when it shows up. They're like, we don't have any money. What sort of sick fucking joke is this?
He set up a recurring order too.
Every couple weeks, I need a pallet of wax.
So that was 100 credits you just spent to to send that.
It's not bad, though.
Sorry about that. You rolled a one. I mean,
user error.
Yeah, user error. But it happens.
Any weapon upgrades?
No, not really. We've got the vibro knucklers, which are kind of, you know, you put them on your knuckles and you
punch
the shit
out
of people.
I'm not great with my fists.
Do you still? Hey, do you still have that pack?
There's still a pack.
How much is it?
What's that? There's still a pack. The pack it's 200 credits.
It's the same one as before?
Yep.
I'll take it.
Okay. We'll do that here in a second. We'll get your cards.
I need a bunch of different kinds of grenades.
What's up?
I need ion, goo, and smoke grenades.
Okay, ion are 150.
Okay, ions are 150.
We don't have smoke.
Don't have smoke? Oh, I only have one left. Goo? You have any goo grenades?
We have frag, stun, ion, and thermal.
Okay. How much for the thermals?
The thermals are 1,000.
Okay, I'll take 2 thermals and 4 ions.
Perfect, yeah. Some good stuff. A lot of the same. Again, you guys just saw him last night, so he doesn't have a lot of new stuff yet.
I think I want that Needler.
All right, that's 800 credits.
Okay.
And it's in the Old Republic book if you need to find out what its stats are.
Okay.
And do you have any mines?
What's that?
Mines?
No mines.
You got any death sticks?
I mean, maybe.
I mean, come on.
Are you?
Thieves important.
You guys
Thieves are us
some
at it.
Drugs?
Thieves are us at it.
Thieves. Fuck it, Thieves are Us!
I'm telling you, if you want to be competitive.
Yeah, I got my son in the back sells some death sticks.
Your son is legit.
I think he's a loser, but that's just me. He still lives at home, he's 37, I don't really get it.
How much are you running those death sticks for?
Well, let me go ask him.
Yeah.
Alright, so he goes back, you hear some muffled shouting.
I hate you.
Yeah. Alright, well, he says it's 200 credits a stick. Yeah, I don't know. It's racketeering, man. You're on the fucking, like, the shadiest planet in the galaxy. It's expensive as fuck here.
That's crazy.
It's good stuff, though. It's the best.
Hey, we should really pick up some supplies here. Some, like, the net that worked again last time, you know? Like, we had cool stuff, like things that went boom.
What about the food for the ship?
We have rations. You guys can totally stock your ship. We'll just say, for, like, a pallet worth of food, we'll just say 1,000 credits for just a bunch of rations and... That should last y'all for a bit. Okay. So Kale's going to take 2 computer spikes. That's 100 credits each, so 200 credits. Nets are 25. So that you spent 225.
Do you have any detonite left?
We have 2 bricks of detonite left. And that's 500 credits each.
They're now mine.
Oh, I'm out of detonite.
Hey, how much are the ion grenades?
Ion grenades are 150 credits each.
Can I get a Jedi discount?
Sure as fuck cannot.
Yeah, I don't think they're looked too kindly.
I'd like to roll because I've got some charm, charisma.
Okay. So what was that?
17.
17?
Hey, you remember me now?
I'm starting to think I'm a... Oh, shit!
Wink, wink, wink.
All right, you know what else I got? I got this box set of the Space Transformers movies.
What?
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Tell you what. I will sign every single one of them if you just throw in those ion grenades.
Buy that once he signs it.
Okay. Like, is your face on all of them except for 6, which is weird because it's actually the highest rated one of all 7.
Oh, that's a fluke.
I guess. Space Rotten Tomatoes says it's the best movie.
Yeah, and it also made the least amount of money, so thank you very much.
Okay, well, it looks like that's like in a gold box, so I don't really know why.
They had to sell it. They tried their best, okay?
Okay. Well, here, sign that. I'll give you those ion grenades for 75 credits apiece instead of...
Well, how about this? I take a picture with you, and you just give me the grenades.
No, can't do that. I still have to live.
75 is good.
How much is that box set?
All right, well, now that they're signed, they're to 500
God
credits.
God damn you! I still buy it.
Hey, you're the greatest person I know. Hey, how many ion grenades do you think I should get?
Like 4. Yeah. I've got 5. I think everybody should have at least 1.
Okay, I'm going to get 4.
I'm not going to take any.
I'm going to get shopkeeper.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get 4 of those ion grenades.
Okay, so 4 times 75 is how much? I can't do math right now.
It's 300.
All right, 300 credits, please.
So I am going to give this other blaster pistol that I have to Kale.
Okay.
And 2 power packs because I know he wants to use 2 guns at some point.
Okay, cool. That'll work. The spacer's chest is 200 credits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the force cage is 10,000.
Hey, I'll buy the chest if you guys get the cage.
Cool.
You got to buy one chest. You guys going to buy one for yourself?
Cool.
Each of you.
I'm going to buy a chest for my engine compartment.
Perfect. Yeah. I would almost suggest if you guys have stuff you think you're going to need.
I want a chest.
Okay. Yeah, I want the chest.
All right. There's enough. You have enough room in your ship to put these, cool. So you're good.
And I put my...
You put them like by the foot of your bunks and stuff.
And I put my rare hologram in it. Holocron.
There you go.
Horcrux.
Holocron.
Hey. Look at this. You're going to give it to us for a cheap price.
Mind trick.
Roll it. You know the drill.
Look at this. Catchphrase.
You mind trick the shit out of him.
So what do we get the cage for now?
Well, 2,000 credits.
Like the total cage is 2,000 credits?
Yes.
So now
like one person gives him 2,000 credits. He does, and he's like, cool.
Hey, sorry about that.
Huh?
Nothing.
What? Well, boys, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I need some droid parts because this penis bot keeps leaking everywhere.
Okay. He's got, it's just like a bunch of just like, you know, like if you went to like a Home Depot, just a bunch of bolts and pipes and...
Do I need to make a mechanics check to figure out the right part?
Mm-hmm.
21.
Okay. Yeah, you need a couple of like bolts and like a new pipe.
Yo, penis bot. I'm gonna make you stop leaking, all right?
Thank you. Super appreciate it.
Hey, one more question.
Uh-huh.
You have any more Mark Kenobi movies?
No, it's just that box set.
It's just that?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any other movies?
No.
Okay, good.
Now you got no movies.
No. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to watch tonight. I guess I'll have to get on Spaceflix and just binge watch something.
Spaceflix.
Yeah. Me and my wife are going to Spaceflix and chill.
No.
Oh. Yeah. We're going to get fucked up on some death sticks.
Oh, God.
Wait, you think your son's a loser for selling them, but
yeah.
Okay. Super hypocritical. Just want to throw that out there.
I make my money legitimately by running this black market shop.
Cool.
I need anything else for you boys.
I feel like we've
hey, what about
spent
that,
hours in this.
What about that? Is she? Oh, she's still in the window. Never mind.
Again, it's her job. It's how she enticed. Look at her. It's one hot piece of gan ass, a grand ass.
How much for a handful of that butt?
What?
No more boo poo. No more boo poo.
No more boo poo.
If he's willing to sell his son's stuff, maybe he's willing to sell the wife.
Hey, no, get out of my shop. I'm done.
We all understand our welcome.
Jesus.
Bing bong.
We want to come back here, you guys.
Yeah.
This guy.
Hey,
loves
bye.
Us.
Okay, bye, God, you chumps. All right, so you guys you grab all the stuff that you bought, and you guys, I guess, head back to your ship.
Real quick, are there any places around here where we can upgrade any of the ship systems?
The Harbor Master, we're near where your ship is at.
Okay. Do y'all want to see about tricking out our ship?
Yep.
Yeah, my boy over here wants a new jacuzzi.
I just want the pieces so I can make it.
All right, so I guess we're going to the Harbor Master.
Okay.
He sees Sawbone, and he remembers him from the day before because he just, you know,
sold
that
shit.
And he's still not
still sure
they're still
about
cleaning
that shit.
It,
yeah.
Man. They're still fucking
hey, what's
cleaning
up, man?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. It's you. What ship? How? Wait, I saw you leave yesterday in another ship.
Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah,
man.
And then I saw you this morning get out of that ship, but I sold you a ship yesterday. What the fuck are you boys up to? Because that is one badass ship, man.
We're shippers.
Like, I will buy that ship from you.
I can't really sell it.
Well, that
it.
Is a bad...
How,
I can,
how much?
Oh, you, so much.
I can't sell the ship, but do you have any... Upgrades, maybe?
For
I
that ship?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, KLD bag, you should ask about ordering parts.
Yeah, I hand him a list and check. Hey, you got any of these?
Let's pieces? See. Well, it looks like you're going to need a very specific type of valve for the hot water for that. We got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 2,000 credits for that valve. It's, you know, because it's rare. A lot of people
sure.
put hot tubs. And the fucking ships.
I'm not a lot of people.
Okay.
I still buy the piece. Portion of the way there.
Like what?
Baby steps, guys.
Don't you have like 1,000 pieces to go?
Yeah, it's going to take a bit.
It's his destiny.
Yeah.
It's my main mission.
I'll actually make you a list of the pieces that you're going to need.
Sweet.
All right. So that's pretty much really all you're going to get out of him, unless you guys have any other questions for him.
I do have a question before we leave the planet.
Okay. For me or for?
For you.
Okay.
Do we level?
At this point, when you get back on the ship, you guys will level.
Woo!
Yeah. If you guys want to go around and just... Because everyone's level went up, so your defenses went up. You got a couple new feats. Tell me what your feats are. Tell me what your HP is now, I guess.
Okay.
And I guess that's really all we need to know, because everything else just went up by one.
Yeah, all the skills went up, and all the defenses went up by one.
So...
Cool. Well, I got 5 HP, so I'm at 24 now. And okay. I took the surgical expertise feat, which allows me to do surgery in 10 minutes rather than an hour.
Nice. Ooh. Holy nice. Shit.
Yeah.
Dr. House.
Fucking hell. No shit. All right. Kale.
My guy leveled with 8 HP, so now I am at 28
okay.
hit points. And I took precise shot. Oh, I'm so sorry. I had precise shot. I took quick draw.
Okay, so you quickly draw your weapon as a swift action instead of a move action.
Very quick.
Perfect. Yow. That's awesome. That's a good...
Yep.
All right, Chubrub. Yeah,
Chubrub gained another 5 points, and he took the feat that is skill-focused and use the force, because I attended the last game force a lot of things. Yeah, so
perfect.
I'm going to be using the force a lot.
All right. Force adept. Fucking Ewok. It's dope as fuck. All right.
Sawbone leveled and got 10 more hit points.
Okay. What was your total?
37.
Chubra, what was your total? I don't think you said.
Oh, 23 total now.
Okay,
so 23. I'm still squish as fuck.
Yeah, that's fine.
And
you're tiny.
Sawbone took precise shot.
You took precise?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You already had quick draw? Or you just didn't take it?
I haven't taken it yet.
Okay. It's whatever.
Hey, I don't know what happened, but I feel real great. I feel real good. I gained like 10 HP?
Mm-hmm.
42.
Goddamn. The meatiest of everyone.
And I got quick draw.
Quick draw. Perfect. Draw that lightsaber without him taking a move action.
Yeah.
Just pull it out of your belt.
I'm going to pull it out of the belt and show people. And then I'm going to be like, hey, check this out. Womp.
Whiff.
Whiff.
Woof.
At this point, we will take a break. And when we come back, we'll start with your travels to Tatooine. But you guys take off. And you're in space and you're on your way to Tatooine.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.